Dad, did you know that I cutted everything in that salad? And Ross, I haven't heard that error for a long time. The cutted error.
Ross and Mark are eating fruit at the dinner table.
Oh, was that mine?
Yeah, the one with a lot of it in.
Oh, yes. You're such good babies.
I'm going to eat a lot of it too. One.
Uh-huh.
One, two. There we go. One or not. Will you pass the,
taste mine. See if you like it.
No, I know what cream.
No, taste mine, really. See if you like it.
Ooh!
It's excellent fruit salad. Excellent.
Me and Mark made it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Very good job.
Oh, all that cutting, too.
We mixed it all by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Ross did all that cutting.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good flavor.
And I come down to help me. I have some milk, please.
Sure.
Sit down, Mom. You go ahead and
go. Please.
I like the way you let us do everything, Mom.
You what?
I like the way you let us do everything, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You're welcome, Mom.
Isn't that the good dinner, Dad?
It's a lovely dinner. Everybody gets what they want and is very happy and very good.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've never seen any children who are better than you two. You children are wonderful children. Really. I'm not joking. Excellent children. Now, both of you are excellent. Both. Both boys are excellent. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
Did you know that this is the second time we had a fruit salad made all by ourselves?
Yay! Yes. Yes, I knew that.
Aren't we buddies, Ross?
This one's even better than the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were better than the last one.
This one has more fruit in it. Different kinds.
That's
they were better than the third one.
Mm-hmm.
They never even had a third one.
Mm-hmm.
I did dream about third one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I put and I
said, pretended the castle like this. I did it like this. Start over, Marky. You made up a story?
Yeah. No, wait. I forgot.
Okay.
Well, when I was playing, you know what? It was just a short movie. And you see, all the bad guys found Sora. And she fell, they fell in the rock.
Really?
Yeah. My toy. It's not, I was just playing.
Uh-huh.
I'll see them. That. Come in.
Okay.
And they are all happily, and the living happy.
Happily ever after?
No, they're living happy.
Oh, happily.
No, happy. Those are best loving happy.
Okay, why don't you tell me the story now?
Well, you see, I'll show you the story. First, I'll have to do the setup a little bit. You see, Java finds this pen. And then he says, "Oh, a penny!" And then Indiana Jones opens the cap and gets it away from him so he could get gum and spit it at his face. It'll go, and pop. It'll go, dear God. It'll splat all over him. Won't that be funny?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, I have to get these guys.
What happened to the Sarlacc?
Huh?
And what about that Sarlacc?
This thing is a Sarlacc. And his body falls in with Jabba.
Oh, does Jabba fall into the Sarlacc?
That's only my movie. But I don't make it up. There. All of them don't have to be in a place.
I'm a private investigator. I'm trying to locate this.
I said, you know why you shouldn't talk with your mouth full because people might misunderstand what you're saying. Ross said, and Mary said, no, I thought it was because your food would fall out. And Mark said, don't talk with your mouth full because people can't hear you speak. That's why.
And you can choke.
Yeah. Well, is it polite to speak with your mouth full?
No.
Maybe that's the reason. So what are the reasons?
One, you might choke.
Okay.
Two,
quit humming at me.
Nobody can understand you.
Right.
Three, you could spit it out.
Right. Very good. And four?
Not four.
Right.
There's
said, where are you going today? And I said, I'm going down to my work. And he said, oh, no, you aren't. Why not? No way. Why not?
Oh, no, you're not.
Because after...
Oh, no, you're not. No way.
Because after we finish our cartoons, we're
going to wrap up. We're doing wrap up, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, okay, but cartoons last until about 1 o'clock, don't they? Okay.
Well, Thunder's
the last
cartoon.
Well, after Thunder,
there's a little one called Heathcliff.
That's nice. Heathcliff's nice.
But it's very short. Even shorter than Thunder.
Oh, about 10 minutes?
Yeah,
probably. Oh, I see. It's still a little short, huh?
But it seems to last about 2 minutes.
Heathcliff lasts 2 minutes? Oh, really short. I see. Okay. Yeah. Mark and Ross, would you like some more pancakes?
No,
sure.
May I mix?
You certainly may. Would you bring your plate over to Dan? Did you finish your chocolate milk too? Okay. Bring it around this way. I told. Ross was trying to get a Chutes and Ladders game, and he accidentally pulled down a shirt. And I said, Ross, you shouldn't be pulling down shirts. And he said, I didn't do it. And I said, oh, come on, somebody did it. And he said, I admit I did it. And I said, good, Ross, at least you admit it. UFO Kidnap is going to be on tonight?
UFO Kidnap.
Let me read the rules of this game, okay? This is Chutes and Ladder.
Dad, you know what? My friend Michael Nicola, when he says, so do I, he says, so do I.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same accent
here's how you go,
as me and Mark do.
I know. That's a Pittsburgh accent, right? Actually, yeah. Michael Ola is a Hungarian name. Did you know that?
Oh.
Ola is a Hungarian name.
Who's a Hungarian?
His family comes from Hungary.
Oh.
Just like your grandma's family.
Oh. He's kind of like you and me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we don't have the same accent as him.
That's right.
Dad, what? Oh, I don't get it. What are we supposed to do?
Okay, can we spin? Okay, you spin. And you move. Okay? You gave right, move away now. I'm going to put the spinner over here. I'll put the spinner over on this side, on Mark's side, okay? Mark, sit back. I'm going to put the spinner over here.
I'll get Mommy's side.
Hey, you get over here, Dad.
And you're trying to move through the chutes and ladders, okay, kids? And if you're good, good things happen. If you're bad, you drop down. Like if you try to get the cookie jar or something, then you get in real trouble, okay? And you can drop all the way down. If you land on a good thing, then you can
like
go all
what?
The way helping a kitty.
Then
you get to climb all the way to the top. If you land on something good, then you get ahead in life.
I'm going to be good.
Okay.
I'm going to be good all the time.
Okay.
Me that.
In the game, Mark shoots
one,
ladders. Mark,
one,
Mark's fallen a lot.
One.
No, that's two. That's two, Marky.
Okay,
you do two.
Two.
One, two. Good. He got in a safe spot where he couldn't fall down a ladder. And he said, ooh, I'm safe and sound.
One, two, three, four, five.
That's okay, Ross. He came down and Ross said, don't cry, please. And Ross said, Marky said, I hate the game, this game. And Ross said, okay, you can be out of the game. Just don't throw it. Okay. And oops, Marky. Let him spin again, okay? Let him spin again. Maybe he'll be lucky and he'll get that special one. Four. Good.
Yahoo!
One, two, three, four. Good, Mark. Okay.
We can't get out the way we came in. Let's try that tunnel up ahead.
One safe and sound in our chutes and ladders, remember?
Marky was listening to this recording the next day and he said, remember when I said I'm safe and sound? Remember when I said, I'm safe and sound in chutes and ladders? Okay. Yeah, what did that mean, Mark?
New one. It means that I'm safe.
Yeah, and that you won't get into the big chute that goes down.
Yeah.
Right.
The big chute that cracks with a place and cracks with a cookie jar and the cookies.
Mm-hmm. Why do people go down chutes?
Because they have to.
No, because they did something
that they don't have to.
Something bad.
Stop.
And why do people go up ladders?
So they could go down the So they could just go up there.
Go down the slides?
Yeah.
The chutes?
Yeah, maybe.
No, the reason they go up the ladders is because they've been good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been good?
only some people that have been growing peach and lettuce.
Mm-hmm. What happened? You know the boy that helped
you? He has to shoot. That's what shoot means.
Mm-hmm. You know the. No, it means shoot means like a slide.
Yeah.
A shoot.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. You
and
know,
yeah. Shoot some ladders. Well, it has a slide, slides, and ladders, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ladders go up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they have to go down, they have to go down.
Down, yeah.
Ladders go up.
Mm-hmm. You do a little picture, ladders go up.
Towards
thing.
Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As if you were going up towards him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope our... I hope... our house doesn't...
Mm-hmm.
get burned, don't you?
Oh. Our house won't get burned.
How did you know?
Because we're very careful with fire.
Because we blow it out.
Mm-hmm.
Only when it's birthday time, right?
Yes.
We'll go. I mean, the one who is the birthday boy goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dad?
Right, Mark.
He blows all. He has to blow all the candles out.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, Mark was very good on our shopping trip.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. That's good for him.
I'd say he was better than Ross, even. He really was. I know.
Were you good?
He said, see, he's dancing on Jabba's tail and his other part body got cut off. Isn't that funny? Which part of the body got cut off? You mean Jabba's neck?
All of this
way. Mm-hmm. Who's dancing on Jabba's tail?
The pig guard.
The pig guard. Good, Mark. Marky's drawing a little picture. Good, Mark. I like your artwork.
And
Marky said, Jabba's pig guard's dancing on Jabba's tail.
And here's one you gotta get to the palace. And here's one he's gonna whack him on the head,
mm-hmm.
and here's where he's gonna conk him on the head.
All those are all little pig guards that are gonna bang up Jabba, right? Is Jabba a good guy or a bad guy?
Bad guy.
Right.
And you know what?
This is January 16th, I believe.
I'm attending the good
18th.
Guy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm attending this pig guard is a good guy.
Okay. Now you do your drawing, okay? And let Mommy and Daddy put away. Due to the pause button, yeah. Marky said, I forgot, all these guys are fighting and the pig guard's dancing on Jabba's tail and nobody has a lot to do. I mean, everybody do. And Mary said, does. Everybody does, hey, Marky said. A little earlier, Marky had been talking about, he said, the pig guard's dancing on his tail. And it wasn't clear which was the phenomenal reference, because he meant Pig Dar was dancing on Jabba's tail. And I said, who? Whose tail is he dancing on? And Marky said, Jabba's tail. And now Marky's clear that he has to say Jabba's tail, so that I can know which tail he's dancing on. Marky, what does it look like when a pig guard dances on his own tail?
Funny.
Can a pig guard dance on his own tail? Going poo, and he said, Daddy, I smelled a smell in this room. And I said, yeah, Marky, it's your poo. And he said, isn't it disgusting? And he said, Daddy, I need my bottom cleaned one time. In other words, I need my bottom cleaned sometime.
Oh, yes.
Marky and I were talking about werewolves, and he said, What did you say? You said Daddy turns into werewolf?
No. Males grow if they're turning into werewolves.
Right, right. And werewolves have to walk on their paws and run, he said.
And teeth, and their teeth grow.
Mm-hmm. What, you think your daddy's going to be a werewolf? He actually started this all off by saying, Daddy, I think I know why you have hair on your arms. Because you turned into a werewolf, right?
Yeah.
Because of all the times that
because of all the times you've been a werewolf? Okay.
Yeah. It's like you've been practicing and it's been, you know, every time
you play
the game, then your hair begins to grow a little
more. Marky, would you like to be an incredible werewolf baby?
Maybe I know why your hair was growing. Some hair is going down here.
Why?
Maybe because you did an exercise and you turned into a werewolf.
Because I did exercises?
Yeah.
Mark, would you like to be a werewolf baby? Would you like to be the
already gave me something.
Commit to be a werewolf?
A scrape.
Where? From a werewolf scrape?
Everyone need a scrape if they want to be on our team.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's your scrape?
It's a cover one.
Uh-huh. Is it?
But nobody know where it is, because it's invisible.
Uh-huh. And are you on Ross's team now?
Huh?
Are you on Ross's team now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who else is on Ross's team?
On the werewolf team.
Who else is on Ross's team?
Well, he got all.
The kids at school. All the kids.
Kids at his school.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think so too. That's neat, Mark.
And I got you, I think.
Can I join on your team? Can
give
I
be
on your
scrape team? On his team.
Okay, I'm going to give you
one. Mark, you give,
no,
Ross,
give one to
give Daddy a scrape on his chest.
Horrible. Did you draw blood?
No.
See the blood? Okay. I love you, honey. You're missing your TV.
Dad. Werewolves don't see TV.
No, they're in it.
Huh?
They're in TV. Werewolves are in TV.
No, they're okay.
Yeah, they're in the TV.
You mean they are?
Yeah, they're
some of them.
In the TV programs.
Oh.
Yeah. Marky, what the little baby Ewok's name was, and he said, I forget his name.
Friends with the Ewok.
He didn't make.